Installing WindowWise. Your WindowWise CD contains a talking installer. This means that if your computer has a working sound card, WindowWise can speak through the entire installation process. This means that you can install WindowWise without any sighted assistance and you can begin using it immediately. If your computer for some reason does not have a working sound card, you will either need sighted assistance to install WindowWise and get it set up with the synthesizer you intend to use, or you may need to use another screen reader such as Narrator that may already be running to install WindowWise successfully. However, most computers these days do include working sound cards, so this should not pose a problem. Auto Run is a Windows feature that enables you to do certain things when a CD or other removable storage device is connected to your computer. In the case of WindowWise, all you have to do is insert the product CD into your CD or DVD-ROM drive, and the WindowWise talking install will begin. If you're using Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1, or 10, you may need to perform a few additional steps, and we will walk through that in just a moment. If the AutoRun feature is not enabled on your computer, then you will need to run the WindowWise setup program manually. To do this, hold down the Windows logo key, which is usually the second from the bottom left key on your computer keyboard, and while that key is held down, press the letter R and then release both keys. This will open the Windows Run dialog. If your CD drive is drive E, then you would type E:\setup. That's S-E-T-U-P, followed by the Enter key. If your CD or DVD drive is designated with anything other than E, then substitute the E:\ with whatever drive your CD happens to be located in, and this will launch the talking installer. Note that before you install WindowWise, it is vitally important that you shut down any antivirus or anti-malware scanners that you might have running. Some people will overlook this and say that, hey, it's not a big deal, but given what screen readers need to do, a lot of antivirus programs may flag parts of WindowWise as being malicious, when in reality they are not. For example, we have to monitor keyboard input, we have to be able to see what's going to the screen, we have to talk directly to programs like Internet Explorer, Word, Windows Explorer, Outlook, and so on, which most regular programs don't need to do. Therefore, it's very important to shut antivirus and anti-malware scanners down beforehand, because otherwise WindowWise will likely be installed incorrectly, and it could cause major problems later on. So please do not blow off this recommendation. You will be saving yourself a lot of trouble later on if you go ahead and make sure that any antivirus programs are turned off while you set up WindowWise. Also note that there are several different versions of WindowWise. We are going to assume that you are using the version that comes on the full retail product CD. If you downloaded WindowWise, for example, through the offer for users of Microsoft Office, or you are installing an evaluation copy that you may have downloaded from the AI Squared website, the only difference will be that WindowWise will start using the talking install, which we will demonstrate shortly. You can still follow along, just be aware that the initial setup screen that we demonstrate in just a moment will not appear. But otherwise, the retail CD installation and the download installation is the same. Before putting the installation disk into your computer's CD or DVD-ROM drive, please be aware of which operating system is running on the machine. I mention this because the steps needed to start the setup will be slightly different depending on the version of Windows that you have. This also assumes that AutoRun is enabled on your computer, which for most machines is the case. If you are using Windows Vista or 7, press Enter once the CD has been inserted into the drive to tell Windows that you want to run setup.exe from AI Squared. For Windows Vista and Windows 7, you will likely encounter the user account control, and you can tell whether this happens simply by listening for a brief tone to play. If you hear this and you are using Windows Vista, press Alt and the letter C, as in Charlie, to tell Windows that you want to continue. If you are using Windows 7, press Alt Y for Yes. In both cases, the setup program should then run. If you are installing on Windows 8, 8.1, or 10, things are slightly more complicated, but not overly so. When you put the CD into the drive, Windows will pop up what it calls a toast notification. This is sort of the 21st century version of the AutoRun prompt. Windows is telling you that something has been inserted into the computer CD-ROM drive, and it's asking what you want to do. However, unlike AutoRun of the past, This toast notification will only display on the screen for approximately 5 seconds, so it's important that you interact with it before it goes away. So after you put the CD into the CD-ROM drive, you will hear a brief tone to indicate that the toast notification has appeared, and once you hear that, press Windows key and the letter V as in Victor. That will actually put your keyboard focus on the notification. Now that your keyboard focus is on the toast notification, press the Enter key to run the setup.exe from AI Squared. You will then hear another tone indicating the user account control has appeared. Just like with Windows 7, press Alt-Y to tell Windows that yes, you do want to allow the WindowEye setup program to make changes to your computer. And after all that is said and done, the WindowEye setup will launch. My test machine does not actually have a CD drive, so I have copied the WindowEye's installation files to a thumb drive, and that has been plugged into my computer and designated as drive E. To start the setup, I'm actually going to press the Windows key and the letter R, and then type E:\setup, S-E-T-U-P, and then press Enter. And once I do that, you will hear the user account control window appear on Windows 8. There it is. Now I will press Alt-Y to begin the setup. And don't be confused, because the next voice you hear is actually mine, but it is actually emanating from the WindowEye setup program. So now I'm going to press Alt-Y, and setup will begin. Welcome to the WindowEye 9.0 setup program. This program will guide you through the WindowEye installation process. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech output. Press W to run the install without speech output. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3 format. Press R to replay this welcome message, or press X to exit. And there you heard some options for what you can do. The two main options we are interested in at the moment are that you can install WindowEye with or without speech output. The difference is that if you install WindowEye with speech output, a temporary copy of WindowEye will be installed, and the WindowEye screen reader itself will be reading you the installation program. If you have enough sight to where you can read the screen, you may wish to install WindowEye without speech output. This will just run the setup without first installing that temporary copy of WindowEye. I want to emphasize that this is the only difference between installing with or without speech output. The end result of WindowEye is going to be the same either way. In this instance, since we are doing an audio tutorial, I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to install WindowEye with speech output. Please wait while the install is loaded with speech. And depending on the speed of your machine, your CD drive, or removable media, this may take a few minutes, so I will pause the recording and come back once things begin to speak.
WindowEye 9.0 setup. Yes, Y button dialog quick install. Welcome to the WindowEye setup program. This program will install WindowEye on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowEye using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default yes, Y button, no, and button, cancel, C button.
Okay, now the WindowEye setup has actually started in earnest, and we were asked if we wanted to run the quick install. If we answer yes, then only a few questions will be asked, and WindowEye will install with all of its factory default settings, which, of course, we can change later. If you would rather customize WindowEye in advance, then you can answer no and run the custom install. I will demonstrate both approaches here. So first up is the quick install. At this point, I'm going to press Enter for yes.
Name edit. Type your name below. If you work for a company, please type that as well. Dialog user information.
We're now in a dialog box where WindowEye is asking us for our name, company, and WindowEye serial number. To start, I will type my name.
S-T-E-V-E space C-L-O-W-E-R.
And to move among these fields, you can press the Tab or Shift Tab keys. And this is common in most Windows dialog boxes. So now that my name has been entered, I will press Tab.
Company O edit.
Here is company. I will type AI squared.
AI space S-Q-U-A-R-E-D.
Press Tab again.
Serial number SPGW test. Read only edit.
Notice that we do already have a serial number in this field, and WindowEye reported this as being a read-only edit box. So while you can use your left and right arrow keys to review the contents of this particular field, you cannot change it. Your serial number has actually been assigned to you from the factory. Let's Tab again.
Next end button.
Here is the next button. You can press Enter at this point to continue to the next step, which is what I will do.
User information. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D-radio button check 2 of 2. Dialog WindowWise 9.0 setup.
Now we were being presented with the WindowWise license agreement. We certainly recommend that you look through this document, but we will not do that here in the tutorial. If you have already read it and wish to tell the setup that you have read and accept the terms, press the up arrow key at this point.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. The radio button check 1 of 2.
And that will check the I accept the terms of the license agreement radio button. Press tab.
Print P button.
Here is a print button, so you can conveniently print out the license agreement if you wish.
C2015AI2 all rights reserved, read only edit.
And here is the license agreement itself, and you can use your up and down arrow keys to read it. Right now I'm on the first line, which says copyright 2015AI2. I will press the down arrow.
License warranty restrictions and information for the agreed on number of users based on the latest invoice for the serial number supplied on this media, referred to herein as the authorized license count, subsists in one of the following license paragraphs.
And you can down arrow all the way through this if you like. Tab.
Back P button.
Now notice we have a back button. If I were to activate this button with enter, we would be taken to the previous setup screen, which was asking us for our name. We don't need to do that at this point, so let's press tab again.
Next end button.
And one button I actually did not show you in the previous step was
cancel button.
The cancel button. So at any point, if you want to stop the setup process, you can hit the cancel button, and that will abort. We don't want to do that, however, so I'm going to shift tab to return to the next button.
Next end button.
And press enter to move on.
WindowWise 9.0 setup. Cancel button. Dialog copying files. Setup status. WindowWise is configuring your new software installation. Installing C program files x86GW micro WindowWise LVAW32. DLL install shield default cancel button.
And that was all we were asked. WindowWise is now installing itself.
WindowWise 9.0 setup. Verifying file static box. Dialog extracting files. WindowWise 9.0 setup. Verifying file static box. Dialog extracting files. WindowWise 9.0 setup. Button. Dialog GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard preparing setup. Please wait while the install shield wizard prepares the setup. GW Java Access Bridge setup is preparing the install shield wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. Install shield default cancel button. GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard. GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard. WindowWise 9.0 setup. Restart computer now button. Dialog quick setup complete. Thank you for choosing AI2 and WindowWise. Your quick installation of WindowWise is now complete. For your convenience, Ctrl-Alt-W has been set up as a system shortcut key. This means when WindowWise is not running, you can press Ctrl-Alt-W to launch your copy of WindowWise. Before you can use the new copy of WindowWise, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department. Default Restart Computer Now R button, Restart Computer Later L button, Cancel C button.
And now WindowWise has been installed. The most important thing that WindowWise spoke to us just now was the final screen. It told us that WindowWise had successfully been installed. It also told us that Ctrl-Alt-W had been set up as a system shortcut key to launch WindowWise if it was not already running. Thus, if someone had turned WindowWise off, or you needed to restart it for whatever reason, you can press Ctrl-Alt-W to launch it. Note that since we ran the quick install, WindowWise is already configured to come up at the Windows login screen, as well as after you have logged in. So at this point, we can restart the machine by pressing Enter, or we can restart later by pressing Tab to the Restart Later button and pressing Enter. Feel free to press Enter, and your machine will reboot. If you ran the quick setup, then congratulations, WindowWise has been installed, and you can move on to the next section, which talks about the Quick Start Wizard. Otherwise, keep listening, and we will walk through the custom install. And now we are back at the question asking whether we want to run the quick install. Since we already did this, I'm going to press the letter N to answer no, and we will run the custom setup.
WindowWise 9.0 setup. Name of edit. Dialog user information.
The first question is exactly the same as the quick install. We are being asked for our name, so I will go ahead and fill this out.
S-T-E-V-E space C-L-O-W-E-R.
Tab.
Company O edit.
And type AI squared.
AI space S-Q-U-A-R-E-D.
Tab again.
Serial number SPGW test. Read only edit.
There's our serial number. Tab again.
Next end button.
And press enter.
User information. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D radio button check 2 of 2. Dialog WindowWise 9.0 setup.
And here's the license agreement once again. I'm going to press the up arrow to accept.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. The radio button check 1 of 2.
and tab to the next button and press enter.
Print P button. C2015 AI squared all back P button. Next end button. Window eyes 9.0 setup. Next end button. Dialog window eyes 9.0 setup. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup and will install files. Setup and will install window eyes in the following folder. To install to this folder, click next. To install to a different folder, click browse and select another folder. Destination folder group box browse. Our dialog button see program files x86GW micro window eyes install shield back button default next end button cancel button.
Now here's a question we were not asked before. WindowEyes is now asking, where do we want to install it? On a computer running a 32-bit operating system, the default location will be c:\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\ The default location will be /program/files/x86(gw-micro/window-eyes). Just like with any other dialog, you can tab through here.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button.
Browse. Our dialog button.
Here's the browse button. If I were to press enter on this, another dialog would open, allowing me to choose a path where I wanted to install WindowEyes. I don't want to change this, so I'm going to tab past this.
Back B button.
There's the back button.
Next end button.
And the next button. Press enter.
WindowEyes 9.0 setup. Next end button. Dialog synthesizer selection. Dialog synthesizers as port PBOD RAY PSpeak L triple talk PCI triple talk USB USB via.
We are now in a dialog where we can choose which synthesizer WindowEyes will speak with by default. If you do not like the default voice that comes with WindowEyes, or you want to choose something else because you already know that you like it better, you can do this now. And if you're not sure, you can always wait to run the quick start wizard where you can make that change later. So let's tab until we get to the list of available synthesizers.
Cancel C button. Back B button. Synthesizers S Vocalizer Expressive WindowEyes List Box 27 of 27.
Here is Vocalizer Expressive. Now, let's say I don't like Vocalizer Expressive. Perhaps I like Eloquence better. I can either hit the letter E or up arrow to get to Eloquence.
E, Echo PC or GP 10 of 27. E, Eloquence 11 of 27.
Okay, there's Eloquence. And now I will hit Tab.
Next End button.
And we get to the Next button. If you choose a hardware synthesizer, then WindowEyes will also provide options to allow you to specify the port, whether it's USB, it uses a traditional COM port, the baud rate, and other similar parameters if applicable. We assume that if you are setting up a hardware synthesizer, you know what the parameters are. One word of caution before you decide to change the default synthesizer that WindowEyes speaks with. If you do not have an authorization for a particular voice and you select that as your default, WindowEyes will run in demonstration mode. After half an hour, it will not run any longer and force you to restart your computer to get another half hour's worth of speech. Likewise, if you choose a hardware synthesizer, please be confident that you know exactly where the device is connected, what its communications parameters are, and most importantly, verify that the device actually functions. Failing to do this may cause WindowEyes to not speak after you install it. I'm going to shift-tab back to the list of synthesizers and go back to Vocalizer Expressive.
Synthesizers S Eloquence List Box 11 of 27.
And I can either down arrow.
eSpeak WindowEyes 27. Keynote say 13 of 27. LibidTalk or DoubleTalk LT.
Or I can just press the letter V until I get to Vocalizer Expressive.
V. Via Voice 23 of 27. V. Virtual Citrix 24 of V. Virtual Remote V. Vocalizer WindowEyes V. Vocalizer Expressive WindowEyes 27 of 27.
Okay, now tab to the next button and press enter.
Next end button. Synthesizer selection dialog. Next end button. Dialog Braille display selection dialog. Braille displays B ports PNN audio.
Just like with synthesizers, you can choose which Braille display you want to use with WindowEyes if you have one connected, or you intend to connect one after WindowEyes has been installed. Just like with the synthesizer, please be sure you know exactly which Braille display you have, as well as its communication parameters, whether it's USB, it uses a COM port, or Bluetooth, or anything else. Please consult the manufacturer of the display if you have any questions. Also, depending on the display that you select, your device may require additional drivers to be installed from the manufacturer before WindowEyes will be able to communicate with it. Again, if you have any questions, please contact the manufacturer of your Braille display. I can tab.
Cancel C button. Back B button. Braille displays being on list box 1 of 69.
Just as we did before.
Ports PCOM on list box 1 of 55.
And now here are all of our ports.
Next end button.
And since I don't have a Braille display and will not be connecting one to this computer, I'm going to press enter now that we are on the next button to move on to the next step.
Rel display selection dialog. Next end button. Dialog shortcut key. You have the option of setting an operating system shortcut hotkey to launch WindowEyes. This hotkey allows you to start up WindowEyes at any point by simply pressing the associated hotkey. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Alt-W. You can change this to your liking by pressing the combination you wish or simply tap the delete key to disable the hotkey. When finished, select the next button, Ctrl-Alt-W shortcut hotkey S back button, default next end button.
Now we are being asked, what key do we want to assign to start WindowEyes? By default, we set this as Ctrl-Alt-W. That means that if WindowEyes is not running, you can press Ctrl-Alt-W to start it up. Here, we can change that to something else. Perhaps Ctrl-Alt-W already does something on my machine, or I don't like Ctrl-Alt-W as a default key, and I want it to be something different. Let's tab until we get to the hotkey edit field.
Cancel C button. Back B button. Shortcut hotkey S Ctrl-Alt-W hotkey field.
Here's the hotkey field. Let's say I wanted something that I am pretty confident no one would ever use, like Ctrl-Shift-Z.
Ctrl-Shift-Z. Ctrl-Shift-Z.
I just press that on the keyboard, and now WindowEyes has been set to Ctrl-Shift-Z. I could also hit the delete key.
None.
And now no hotkey will be assigned to WindowEyes. If you do this, then WindowEyes will need to be started by activating its desktop shortcut or the shortcut available in the Windows Start menu. However, I want to leave this at Ctrl-Alt-W, so I will press that now.
Ctrl-Alt-W. Ctrl-Alt-W.
There's Ctrl-Alt-W, and now I will tab
next end button
to the next button and press Enter to move on.
Next end button. Dialog WindowEyes startup selection. How would you like to start WindowEyes? If you want WindowEyes to run both before and after login, check both options. If you do not want to start WindowEyes automatically, leave both options unchecked. Run WindowEyes at the login screen checkbox.
Now WindowEyes is asking us, when do we want it to automatically start? The default selection is to have WindowEyes start both at the login screen, that's the part of Windows that asks you for your username and password whenever you sign in, as well as after you log in, meaning you're at the Windows desktop. If you run multiple adaptive products, or perhaps you share your computer with somebody else, you may not want WindowEyes to come up either at the login screen or after you log in. If you like, you can change these options now. So let's tab until we get to the checkboxes.
Cancel C button.
There's the cancel button.
Back B button.
Back.
Run WindowEyes at the login screen. L checkbox checked.
Here's run WindowEyes at the login screen. I can press the space bar to uncheck it if I like.
Space. Uncheck run WindowEyes at the login screen. L checkbox unchecked.
Tab again.
Run WindowEyes after login for all users. R checkbox checked.
Run WindowEyes after login for all users. And again, this is checked. If I don't want it to come up, I can uncheck it.
Space. Uncheck run WindowEyes after login for all users. R checkbox unchecked.
And now if I continue, WindowEyes will not come up automatically at all. I'm actually all right with that, so we will tab to the next button and press enter.
Next end button. WindowEyes startup selection. Cancel button. Dialog WindowEyes 9.0 setup. Setup status WindowEyes is configuring your new software installation.
And that was the last question, so now WindowEyes is being installed to the computer.
WindowEyes 9.0 setup. Verifying file static box. Dialog extracting files. WindowEyes 9.0 setup. Verifying file static box. Dialog extracting files. WindowEyes 9.0 setup. Yes, Y button. Dialog question. Access to Java programs requires the Java Access Bridge to be installed. You can access the Java Access Bridge installer from the WindowEyes Advanced menu in the Windows Start menu, or you can choose to run the installer now. Do you want to install the Java Access Bridge now? Default yes, Y button, no end button.
Now we are being asked if we want to install the Java Access Bridge. The quick install would have already done this for us, assuming we had any Java runtimes installed on the computer. However, since this is a custom setup, you can choose whether this happens right now or not. If you are not sure whether you need the Java Access Bridge, it's perfectly fine to run this setup. If a Java installation is found, then WindowEyes will go ahead and copy the needed files there to make Java accessible. If Java is not installed on your computer, then WindowEyes will not install the Access Bridge. If you are unsure whether you have Java or whether you need it, then chances are that you probably don't. And that's all right, but here you can decide whether you want to install the Access Bridge yourself. If you decide later on that you want to install the Java Access Bridge, you can do so by running the GW Java Access Bridge installer, which is available in the WindowEyes program group of the Start menu. I already know that I don't have Java on this particular machine, so I will tab to No and press Enter.
No End button. Restart computer now button. Dialog custom setup complete. Thank you for choosing AI squared and WindowEyes. Your custom installation of WindowEyes is now complete. Before you can use the new copy of WindowEyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department. Default Restart Computer Now R button, Restart Computer Later L button, Cancel C button.
And that's all there is to it. Now I can press Enter to restart the computer, and once it comes back up, I can launch WindowEyes manually. So regardless of which method you chose to install WindowEyes, it should be on your system now. If you ran into any problems, please don't hesitate to contact our technical support department at AI Squared. Now that WindowEyes has been installed, let's move on to the next section.